We continue our learning of Nishmas David ben Menachem Mishnah Ham Yaakov Bepitchos Eliyahu. We're in Bechoras Perek Gimel Mishnah Dal. We learned in the previous Mishnah that a Bechor is Asur Begiza. You're not, even if it's the Balmon. It says Lo So Goes Bechor Tzonecha. You're not permitted to shear the animal. The halacha is that those shearings, if you did so, which you violated the Torah, are Asur Bahana. The case of the Mishnah here is, what about after you shecht the b'chor b'almum? Do we say that now that which fell off when it was alive is going to be permitted? Or does it remain asr b'hana? And we're going to ask the same question, what if the animal died without and you didn't shecht it? What's the halacha in such a case? So the Mishnah says like this, sar b'chor b'almum shenashar v'hinicho b'chalon. You have the hair or the wool of a b'chor b'almum that fell off while the animal was alive. Clearly it was asr b'hana to use the fleece, use the wool, the hair at that point. But you put it away in a chalon, in a window, like in a recess in the wall in a cubby. And then you shechted the animal. So it says the Mishnah, Kavya ben Mahalal Matir. V'chachamim osim, divi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, there's a machlokis between Akavya and Halal and the Chachamim. Akavya says, it's permitted. The same way after you shech the animal, the wool, the hair on the animal of this Bechor Baal Mum becomes mutabahana, that which is attached to the animal. So that which is, that which what fell off while the animal was alive, which may have been asur bahana at that point, becomes permitted as well after the animal is shechted. And the Chachamim say, no, it's going to be asur. It fell off when the animal was alive. I know that you shechted the animal now, and therefore all the hair should be permitted. Chacham say no, the hair that may be on the animal now after you shechted is permitted, but the hair that you put away in the chalon that fell off when it was alive, that is going to remain prohibited. Why should that be prohibited? The animal is now shechted. So this is Exera de Rabbanan, the Chachamim hold. Says the Bartunur, why? The Ishar Yisleit Semer Hanosheres Mechaim, if we permitted to have the hair, the wool that fell off when it was alive, Asi Lashuri LeBechor. You know what he's going to do? He's going to keep the Bechor around. He's going to delay. Let it grow more wool, and then he'll cut it off and put it in the window. Then grow more and put it in the window. And eventually the animal, once I shecht it, then I'll be able to use all of that wool. If I shecht it right now, so then I'm not, all I have is the wool that's on, it's not going to grow anymore. So he may keep it around, Kedisha Tashut Samro Kol Shoso. Every moment it's going to have more wool that will fall off, Vasi Bali De Takola. And then it'll end up with an obstacle. In what way? Sheigzos V'yavabro. Keeping the animal around, a Bechor Baal Mum, it may end up actually shearing it. Forget the hair that fell off. If we permit that, he's going to delay and think that he's going to use the hair that grows, that he puts away in the chalon, and eventually after you shech the animal, he'll be able to use it, the stuff that he puts away. But by keeping the bechor around for so long with this in mind, he'll end up shearing it, or the avabot, it may work it. And that's asur psuli hamukdash, and arasi b'gizav azoda. A baal mum, you're not allowed anything that's kadosh, that became pasul, you're not allowed to shear. Still, you're not allowed to shear, you're not allowed to work it. Dechsev tizbach v'achalta basar. You can slaughter and eat it, but tizbach v'lo giza, slaughtering, yes, but not shearing. So therefore, the Chachamim say it's going to be usur to have the, use the hair. It still remains usur b'hana even after shechting the b'chor, that hair that fell off while it was alive. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of the machlokas. Loba zehitir akavya. Akavya didn't come to permit the case where the hair, the wool fell off while the animal was alive and then you shechted it. In fact, in that case, everybody agrees that you can use the hair. It's no longer asur b'hana. Even the Chachamim agree to that, because you shechted the animal. Once you shecht the animal, the hair on the animal is mutter, and the hair that fell off is going to be mutter. Ela b'sar b'chor b'al mum shenashar v'hinicho b'chalon v'achar kach meis. You know where they argue? The machlokes is where an animal wasn't shechted, but it died. That's where Akavya, that's a big chiddush. There Akavya says, even though the animal wasn't shechted, and the hair that's on it right now, since it's a bechor, is not permissible, the hair that fell off when it was alive is going to be permitted. But the Chachamim say it's not true. So everyone agrees that if the bechor dies, you didn't check that the hair that's attached to the animal has to be buried along with the animal. The animal is buried, the hair is buried. So a kavya is a big chiddush that although the hair needs, along with the animal needs to be buried, that which fell off when it was alive is going to be permitted after the animal dies. The Chachamim say, absolutely not. That we would not allow. So that's where the machlokes is, according to Rabbi Yossi. Then the Mishnah says, Hatsemer hameduvlal ba'bechor. If you have wool that's hanging from the bechor, what does that mean? It was plucked from from its place, or maybe it fell off, but it's still mixing together. It's hanging from the wool, it's tangled together at the time that you do the shechita of the Bechor. That's meduvlol. You have that phrase actually becomes sukkah meduvlolis, the schach. That's mixed up like that too. So what's the halacha with this wool? Eshehu nirim and hagiza mutter. That which is nirim, is appears from that, it's from the shearings, is going to be mutter. Ve'esheinu nirim and hagiza. But if it doesn't appear to be from the shearings, it's not going to be also. What does that mean? If the wool that goes that extends very far from the rest of the wool, and it's very clear that it's not part of that, so that's going to be usher. That we view that wool as if it had fell off already, even before the shechita. So, but that which is nirim and agisa, after you slaughter the animal and you shear the wool, if it seems to be part of that, the wool that was shorn and not separate, so then it's going to be permitted, just like the wool that you shear, the fleece that you shear is going to be permitted. So that is regarding tzemer hameduvlo. Seems to be part of the giza, as the Bartanur says, k'shei shachatenu v'gozezo la'acha shchita v'yatzem ha-meduvel nivlal. It's mixed together, im shor ha-giza. And it does look like leinu nira k'sh mufrash mimenu, then it's mutter k'shor ha-giza. But if it's sheyatza chutz yosemidai v'nikol ha-kol, that it's mushe muvdel minigiza, that it's separate, then it's going to be usur. And we treat it like kemisha nasha legamri kodem shchita, as if the wool all fell off before shchita. So why is it asra? Ustama karabanon de peligi ale da kavya de hilchos kavasayu. Obviously, the Mishnah here reflects this halacha, reflects the opinion of the chacham, because according to Akavya, it shouldn't matter even if it's separate from the fleece. It should be okay after shchita. Obviously, this is following the opinion of the chacham. We begin perek dal. Mishnah Aleph. Ad kama Yisrael chayavin lihitapel b'bechor. How long is Yisrael required to care for the bechor before giving to the Kohen? So he has to keep it around, he has to raise it, he has to care for it. Why is that even necessary? Why can't he give it to the Kohen right away? So this is a debate amongst the Rishonim, why this should be. According to the Rambam, this is based on the pasuk l'mashcha. When we give gifts to the Kohen, it should be something that's given to him like he's a king. L'mashcha is this anointing, like a gift of honor and respect. So therefore, I should give it to the Kohen at a point where it doesn't need so much care. It's a little bit grew up a little bit. And only then should I give it to him. And according to Rashi, it seems that the reason why the Yisrael has to keep it around for a certain amount of time, as we'll see, is because it involves an expense. You have to feed it. And why should I impose that on the Kohen if I can do that as Yisrael myself? So how long do we have to do this for, to care for the Bechor before we give it to the Kohen? And this is speaking about, as we'll see, Bizman Azeh, or when there's no Beis HaMikdash, when it comes, or with the Baal Mum. Because if the animal is a tam, meaning it has no blemish, and there's a Beis HaMikdash, I can give it to the Kohen right now. He can use the carbon right now. He's not going to have to care for it at all. So, but if it's a Baal Mum, he's going to have to care for it a little bit. There's no Beis HaMikdash. So then there's the what to talk about, why you shouldn't go to the Kohen immediately. So the Mishnah says, Bivema daka, if it's a thin animal literally, the goat, sheep, achloshim yom, up to 30 days you have to care for it, and then you give it to the Kohen. Uvagas, a large animal, let's say a cow, chamishim yom, you take care of it for 50 days. Where do we get these numbers from? So it happens to be in Bava Metzia, in the second paragraph, we speak about Hashavas Aveda. When you find an animal of someone's, you have to care for it for a certain amount of time before we allow you to sell it. How long do I have to care for someone's animal? He's still not coming to collect it. How long do I have to hold on to the Aveda? So we speak about a certain amount of time when it comes to different types of animals as well. But here, the Gemara assumes on Afcha Vav, it's based on a pasuk. The pasuk says, Malei asecha v'dimacha lo se'acher, b'chor banecha titen li, kein taseh l'shorcha litzonecha. So this speaks about Malei ascha is bikurim. Dimacha is truma. And it says, lo sacher, don't delay in giving those things. And then in the same pasuk, it speaks about b'chor banecha, it speaks about the mitzvah of b'chor, pinyon abein, and then it says the same thing is true when it comes to the shorcha litzonecha, when it comes to the ox, and your sheep. which includes goats as well. So what do we see? There's a link here, a comparison, a hekesh, in giving the Kohen the firstborn of the animals, cattle, sheep, goats, etc., to the bringing of Bikurim, and Pidyon HaBein as well. So what we do is like this. We link the Bechor of a shor to Bikurim, which ripen on Pesach, and it brought to the Beis HaMikdash on Shavuos or beyond that. But it starts with Shavuos, with the Shtei HaLechem. How many days after is it brought from the beginning of Pesach? So the Bikurim is, we first start bringing Bikurim 50 days later. So therefore, this is the first link. Just like Bikurim are brought starting 50 days after they become available, they're ready. So too, the Bechoros of the large animals, the Himagasa, the shore, also is brought to the Kohen after 50 days. And the other link is where you compare the firstborn of sheep and goats to the Pidyon HaBein. Pidyon HaBein, when we redeem the Pidyon HaBein after 30 days, so too. So Behemadaka is going to be also held on to for 30 days before you give it to a Kohen. That is the first opinion. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Bedaka Shlosha Chadashim. Says Rabbi Yossi, 30 days is not enough. Sheep and goats, they need a lot of care. Their teeth are very thin. They can't eat grass so well. You're going to have to care for them for a longer time. So therefore, in order for them to survive, you really need to care for them and should not impose that responsibility upon the Kohen. You keep them around for Shlosha Chadashim, for 3 months, and not 30 days. Let's say within that time, let's say we're talking about according to the Behemah Gasa, 50 days. Within the 50 days, the Kohen comes and says, okay, listen, that's a Bechor you have over there. I want that. I'll take the Bechor before 50 days. I'll take care of it without a problem. So the halacha is that he's not permitted to give it to him. Why should that be? So says the Bar Tanur like this: the Kaven da'al Yisrael Ram Yali Tapel Bo Chamish Yom. Since this is obligation, responsibility is imposed on the Yisrael, va'amar lo Kohen b'soch zman, and the Kohen says within the 50 days, Tenei Be'erenu, I'll take care of it. I'll graze it. I'll take care of this ox. We view this as if that the Kohen is being hired to care for the Bechor. Aha! And you know what he's getting in return? He's getting the animal in return. So that, as if that's his payment. Those are his wages. So what's the problem with that? So that's what we call a Kohen HaMisayeya Beveis HaGronos. This is true when it comes to giving of truma as well. You're not permitted to give your truma to the Kohen who's assisting the Yisrael in the threshing floor, because we're afraid that he's going to be helping you out with the intent that you give him the truma. You have a choice to give the truma to anybody. The Chachamim did not allow that. You can't give any of the gifts of the Kohanim to people where it seems that as if you're paying him for that. So that's the same thing over here. We don't give them trumos and masros. So too over here, you can't give him that animal, even if he asks for it, that he will care for it. But if, let's say, the animal's a balmum, and the Kohen says, oh, give it to me, you don't have to care for it because I'm going to eat it, so then it's not a problem. Because the poor balmum, he can shecht and eat it right now. You don't have to wait 50 days. There's nothing to wait around for. It's not like if it's the animal's a short time, is a tom, it doesn't have a mum, and there's no Beis HaMikdash where you can bring it as a korban, so then you have to wait a year out. You have to wait to graze it till it has a mum. So you don't want to give the Kohen all of that toil, all of that work. But if he can eat it right away, he's not going to have any toil, so then certainly it's mutter to give it to him at that point. Uvishas HaMikdash, and if the times of the Beis HaMikdash, where if it's a tamim, mim ha-yatamim, if it's assuming he doesn't have a mum, and Omar lo, and the Kohen said to you, ten li she'akrivenu, give it to me, I'm going to bring it as a carbon, then mutter, because that could be brought right away. So then there's no problem. You're not imposing the toil on him. Then the Mishnah concludes, Habachur ne'achal shana vishana, bein tamim, bein balmum. Shene'amar, based on the pasuk, lifnei Hashem lukecha tocholenu, shana vishana. This pasuk, in Devarim Perek Tesvav, says that a Bechor has to be slaughtered and eaten within a year of its birth. And that's true when it comes to if there's a mum, and if there is no mum, then it has to be shechted and it's brought as a carbon, and it has to be eaten within a year, shechted any within a year of the time it's ready and eligible to be brought as a carbon. When's that? So if it's tamim, so what's the halacha? So the Torah says in Vayikra Perek Chav Beis, so umiyom hashmini v'hala yeratzelo karbanish del Hashem, that a carbon can't be brought until an animal is on the eighth day. So if it's a Bechor Tamim, you have a year and 8 days, a year and a week, from the time that it's born to bring it as a carbon. And if it's a Baal Mum, so then you have a year from its birth, because since it can't be brought as a carbon, it's eligible to be eaten by a Kohen at that at the beginning. And that's from this. So therefore you have a year, Shana B'Shana. One interesting point though, if it's a Shor Tum, sure that there's no mum, and it's if the Bechor, rather a Bechor Tum, a short time, that's Bava Kama. If it's a Bechor Tamim, if it's an animal that has a Bechor that has no blemish and it could be brought as a carbon, so there's another issue to keep in mind. That's what we call Baal Ta'acher. Baal Ta'acher means that we have Shalosh Rugalim in order to bring a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash. So this year that we speak of may actually be cut short, because if three Rugalim have passed and it's less than a year, there's a Machalkas there even, is it the Rugalim in order? Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. So it could be that it's going to be five regalim if you're out of order. But so it's Shavuos time, and then when it's born, and then you have to go through Shavuos, Pesach, and then Shavuos and Sukkos again. So Shavuos and Sukkos rather, and then Pesach, Shavuos and Sukkos again. It may be longer than a year. But if we view it as three regalim, it's possible that you would violate Baal Ta'acher even in less than a year.